Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, Wrong Writers? It's another more Wrong Writer, Jay Hall, and you guys are definitely live in the day with Jay. Thanks for again for yet another great show. Guys, I've got so many things to talk about. There's so many things that I want to get across to you guys today on the show. And we're going to talk about what it's going to take to actually treat each other the way that we need to teach to treat, that is, one another, and why we can't get to that special place that we need to get to when it comes to being one-on-one accord. You guys, we got a lot to talk about. Remember to call us 347-945-7405. Also, we're going to talk a little bit about what it's going to take in your community to make sure that we get across the things that we need to get across to make sure that our communities are going to be up to par and that we are going to definitely be able to get that special place for our children. Number to call 347-945-7405. Also, I'm going to play a couple of clips for you, and I hope that you understand the significance of these clips, things that we need to discuss, things that we need to talk about. I'm talking to you right here, right now. You're live in the day with Jay.
Everybody works out of their own bag. Can you understand that? I can understand.
Tell me how.
What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, a.k.a. the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Green Light Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
What's up, family? This is your boy D-Lo, and you are now live in the day with Jay. Peace.
Tune in weekdays at 5 o'clock p.m. to Live in the Day with Jay on blogtalkradio.com. You can listen or call in by dialing 347-945-7405. Again, that's 347-945-7405. And that's the voice of the community. So tune in to Live in the Day with Jay on blogtalkradio.com. And now, back to the show.
Are you tired of that stubborn belly fat? Would you like to lose weight and change the way you live? Well, look no more. Contact Health Consultants Mr. Ernest and Ms. Tanja Owens at 980-245-6294 to take the Project 10 Challenge. That's 980-245-6294 to get your body back in shape. Again, that's 980-245-6294. Or to get more details, go to www.crunchtime.bodybyvi.com.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay. Now go get 'em, Daddy.
Welcome back to the show. Number call is 347-945-7405. That number again is 347-945-7405. Guys, there's a lot we need to talk about. There are so many different issues in today's world that we are continuing to ignore. I'm going to play a couple of clips of something locally that was going on in Gastonia, North Carolina, earlier this year. I'll set it up for you in a minute, but first, I want you guys to understand that the Independent Artist Festival will happen. I'm having some challenges because I'm having some people being very, very, for layman's terms, lazy. And, you know, guys, you just can't get something for nothing. And that's what I continue to run into. But it's okay. The Independent Artist Festival is going to be June 20th in Gastonia, North Carolina, 7:30 p.m. You guys have to come and check this out because there's going to be lots and lots of great indie artists, lots of great entertainment, and I got some surprises for you during this show this year. A lot of good stuff is going on. So if you need tickets, tickets go on sale. They're on sale right now, $7 a piece, $2 for children. Guys, come and check this out. Support your indie artists at the 2015 Third Annual Independent Artist Festival, sponsored by J Radio Show, here at the Vision Entertainment Center in Gastonia, North Carolina. You guys got to check this out. I'm going to keep telling you until I can get all of you guys that are local that can make it. You guys that are out of town that want to come, please come and check the show out. Earlier in Gastonia, North Carolina, we have the leader of the LGBT organization, Mr. Robert Kellogg, who come on the show to talk a little bit about what was going on between him and the one of the Gaston County Board of Commissioners chair, Tracy Philbeck. And I want you guys, and since then, let me give you a little update. Since then, Robert Kellogg is now the new Democratic chairman for Gaston County, North Carolina, and Mr. Tracy Philbeck is still the Board of Commissioners chair for Gaston County. You guys, I'm going to play this because I want to give you a contrasting look at how we treat each other when we shouldn't treat each other this way. I'll play a little bit of a clip from Robert, and I'm going to play some of the clip from Tracy, and we're going to talk about it. So here's the clip from Robert Kellogg.
This is a Live in the Day with Jay exclusive. I am sitting here via phone talking with Mr. Robert Kellogg, who I'm pretty sure you guys have heard him on my show before. But this is going to be a very interesting segment that we're going to do. So I want you guys to pay really close attention to what we are going to dialogue about. First of all, welcome, Mr. Kellogg, back to the show. Thank you for giving me the time to get to talk to you again.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
I know you're busy. For those that have been on Mars the last few years, could you tell them who you are and what your organization stands for? What is it?
Absolutely. I am the co-founder of PFLAG Gaston. And for those that are not familiar with PFLAG, it stands for Parents, Families, and Friends of Lesbians and Gays. And it's actually a local chapter, but it has a national following, so it's a much broader organization. And it really came about it's been around for several decades. It's a group that advocates and educates on behalf of the LGBT community, but it really started as a group to provide information and a place of safety for friends and family members who were coming to terms with a loved one who had come up to them as being gay or lesbian or bisexual or even transgendered. So it's really a support group in one sense and an advocacy group in another.
Well, you know what? It originated. You said it's been around for a while, but this is new to this area, though, correct?
It is. We have been around for 5 years. So it's new, but we've been around for 5 years now, and we've been growing here in Gaston County. Quite a few advocates and people are starting to come out and support the group. So we're really proud of that and very pleasantly surprised by the affirmation that we've received from many people in the community.
Now, I know you guys have been really active in the community lately, and I'm assuming from what I've been seeing that you've been getting a really good response from the community in the surrounding Gaston County area. Am I not right?
Oh, absolutely. And it's not just a group that kind of keeps to ourselves, but we are interested in helping in the community as well. For instance, the last two nights, PFLAG was involved in producing a theatrical production that was based on homelessness and the issue of homelessness and who is homeless and how people become homeless. So we're really interested in being a part of the community and giving back to the community as well. So we're here to stay, and we're proud of the roots that are taking form here in Gaston County.
Wow, sounds good. Now, for the most part, are the people receptive with trying to help you guys out with what you're trying to come across? Because it sounds like you're trying to do just like when anybody else who has formulated a group in this area with bettering the community and getting the community in a state of diversity that, I truly, this is me talking, I truly don't think that this area understands the word diverse. I think diverse is a very misunderstood word. People say they understand it, but they don't understand it, and I think that's the case here. But it sounds like that you guys are definitely getting that response that you are seeking here in the area and the support.
We are, and it's really surprising in one sense, but not surprising in another, that many of the people that are supportive of PFLAG are also members of other minority groups or situations where they feel like they may be on the outside looking in.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea of diversity is really, really key, and you really hit the nail on the head with diversity. There are tons of people in Gaston County who do not fit the typical mold of what we see represented in perhaps like in our elected officials or in other groups or organizations.
Mm-hmm.
Different religions, different sexualities, different nationalities who are here in Gaston County, but they don't really have a voice. So we've really seen those individuals come to see that we have a lot in common. We share a common goal, and that is to have our voices be heard and to be treated with dignity and respect, just like any other group. So that's really where a lot of our support is also coming from, other groups that may be minorities or looked at as minorities here in Gaston County.
Now, I know you know what I'm getting ready to come to you with. I know there's been lots of talk in other media outlets the last few days between your group and a Gaston County Commissioner, Mr. Philbeck. Can you enlighten us a little bit on what is going on between your organization and the restaurant first and foremost, which spawned all of this, and what happened to get the county commissioner on TV giving his side of what should happen?
Yes, first I'll address the initial incident that kind of spawned this whole reaction here in Gaston County. And but the current president of PFLAG had gone to Johnny B's, which is a restaurant in Belmont, and she had simply gone to ask for our group to attend or to go there for a fundraiser, which he often offers various groups and community organizations within Gaston County. And, initially she thought that was going to be a positive result. She had known this individual and has also been a patron of that restaurant for for quite a while now.
Mm-hmm.
The response she got was more of a personal negative response against the gay community, specifically saying that he did not support the gay lifestyle and would not do anything to promote it. So, naturally she took offense at that. She has a lesbian daughter. She's the president of PFLAG. She advocates for diversity and for respect within the community. And when word trickled out, it became a bigger issue on Facebook and some of the other social media outlets. From there, the local newspaper picked it up. I know that some people think that PFLAG, got the media involved. Nobody in PFLAG went to the Gaston Gazette and said, here's the story. Quite the opposite. The Gaston Gazette came to one of the PFLAG members and asked for an interview.
Okay. And so from that point, I guess you guys done the interview with the local Gastonia Gazette. And then from that point, where did the initial contact in words come between you guys and the county commissioner, Tracy Philbeck?
Yeah, that is really the even more concerning part, just to take a little bit of a side note.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny B's is an establishment and a restaurant. They can do and say what they want, and I think eventually, things may have been able to be worked out or some kind of resolution being resolved between the two groups. But for some reason, our county commissioner, our chair of the county commission, decided to interject his own personal thoughts and feelings and views on the subject. And I really believe he did more harm than good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not quite sure why he felt he needed to do that. No other county commissioner or elected official in the county thought that it was proper to interject themselves into such a personal and private matter, but he did. And his comments were really rather revealing and rather hurtful. For instance, he stated that all gays and lesbians were sinners and that they were not to be followed and people should not support them, and just went on to say a lot of derogatory things that very hurtful. And from that there was also an interview with WCCB News out of Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
And he continued his I want to call it a tirade. I mean, I know that's kind of a negative term, but
right,
he continued a tirade by saying that that when groups like PFLAG come into our county and deliberately berate and shake down the business, that he's going to call it out for what it is. And he went on to say that that is absolutely wrong, and that he would like to say that that we should leave the county, and if that's, you know, if that's the way we're going to act, then we need to leave Gaston County.
Wow.
He said that on TV. So it brings to mind a couple questions. First of all, who is he to tell anybody, any group, to leave the county just because he has a religious or philosophical difference with them? And who made him the spokesperson for anybody that is against the LGBT community? The only thing that comes to my mind is that he's really using this for political points, trying to appeal to a particular aspect of Gaston County politics.
Mm-hmm.
And what he's really doing is divisive rather than bringing people together. And I would hope that he would be better than that. And I still think he is, and I hope that he'll come to see that those remarks were hurtful and divisive, and he really did nothing to help the situation. And we really should demand better from our leaders than what we've gotten.
Yeah, it's kind of disturbing, the whole situation. Being that it is 2014, and, I'm not even going to throw, yeah, I am going to throw it, that we have an African-American president.
Mm-hmm.
We have come so far in this search for total diverse thinking. We got to get out of this thinking diverse when it comes to our vantage point, because then it's not diversity thinking. It's kind of like sneaking around the corner to say what you want to say, to get people to think the way you want them to think. Now, I don't know Mr. Philbeck from, on a personal level. I just don't think that this is how we should show other counties how to get along. And I know that sounds a little preschool, but our leaders should be able to come to the individuals that they have the issues with, if there's an issue, and talk things out. I am a big advocate of mediating, of trying to talk our problems out instead of publicly humiliating individuals, and that's not the way to go. That's not the way to go. Now, for what I've seen so far, I mean, you guys seem like you're just trying to be just as equal as the next person. That's what America is about. We all are equal. No matter of race, creed, color, we're all equal. Now, I don't never throw religious pies at people, because, religion is what it is. It's your religion. It's supposed to be kept sacred to you. It's supposed to be kept. You're supposed to uphold your religious beliefs in your daily walk. Now, I'm not telling anybody how to live their lives, but I'm just telling you how I see things. I just think that there is a huge problem when we start getting our elected officials speaking in this manner.
I agree. I agree wholeheartedly with you.
I don't know, and I know you said that there. Have you talked to any other commissioners, and they told you that they just don't agree with how it was handled?
I have not. I haven't talked to any of them. I'm not sure at this point if that would be prudent or not.
Mm-hmm.
I would hope that they would see what happened and they would come forth on their own to say that they're not a part of that.
Mm-hmm.
And that all people are welcome in Gaston County. That's what we really need.
Right.
And instead of the community having to go to our elected officials and trying to hold them accountable, we should have brave and courageous leaders that automatically want to do the right thing and speak out against what is not appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
But it always seems to be the opposite here in Gaston County. We're having to try to encourage our elected leaders to speak out against bigotry and intolerance and inequality rather than having them just do it on their own. I haven't gone to any of them. I'm not sure what they would say, but I would hope that maybe there's one of them, at least one, that thinks that this is not appropriate. You know, obviously, you know, when somebody's elected to office, mm-hmm. they don't leave their personal beliefs or their religion or their ideology behind. You know, we're all human. We carry those things with us.
Right. It's personal. It's personal
right.
to us.
But when you take an oath of office, you're taking an oath to serve all the people.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to have at least some kind of resemblance of being impartial, or at least being able to hear all sides of the story without coming out with some kind of negative rant against a community that is already marginalized and already a very small minority within a county that does not necessarily openly accept them the way they would be in other parts of the state.
Right. Let me ask you a question, hypothetically, and I mean in every sense of the word hypothetically, because we're not there. How many more, well, I'll say this, would this be happening if we were in D.C.?
You know, I don't want to say it couldn't happen, because even in some of the most open or progressive cities, mm-hmm. places that we consider to be tolerant and open-minded, there's always there's always going to be people that speak their mind and say and do things that are considered intolerant or non-accepting. But I don't think we would see something to that extent. And I think if something like that happened in D.C. or even in Charlotte, there would be folks from the other colleagues of a particular person that would speak out and say this is not appropriate. But we don't see that here in Gaston County because all of our elected officials are from the same seem to be from the same mindset.
Right.
That may not be true. I hope that's not true. But
uh-huh.
from looking at it, you know, year after year, it seems to be they all have the same mindset. So there's no alternative voice to speak out against something like that. So.
So do you feel like you guys are all alone right now?
Yes and no. I mean, as far as, you know, any support from a political or government standpoint on the local level, absolutely we're alone. But we have a growing number of individuals who appreciate what we're doing and who also appreciate diversity. And we know that history teaches us in the end that truth and love win out. And, you know, this may be a struggle for the time being.
Thank you. own chateau. Places you'll go, then we'll have some children. Never once will I intend to ever make you sad. This is what I do, baby. Wanna raise a family with my girl.
Make something out of myself.
This is a Live in the Day with Jay exclusive. I am on the phone with Gaston County Board of Commissioner Chair, Mr. Tracy Philbeck. Sir, thank you for joining me for this interview. I know it was late notice, but I really appreciate you giving me the time.
Well, thank you for the opportunity.
Ms. Philbeck, I know that you have been having to deal with a lot of rhetoric on a certain situation in Gastonia. But before we get into that, for my listeners who have been on Mars the last couple of years, I want them to know who you are. So if you could, real quick, if you could tell them who you are and how you got started in the political realm here in Gaston County.
Well, my name is Tracy Philbeck. I currently serve as chairman of the Gaston County Commission. I'm a small business owner. I own two small businesses. I'm married, two children. Really enjoy working in the community, working with all different types of groups and people. The reason I ran, it's a little complicated. Number one, I never really thought I would run for public office.
Mm-hmm.
Position came open. I think it was Pearl Burris Floyd at the time had won election to the North Carolina House.
Mm-hmm.
And the commission terms were 4-year terms, so she had 2 years remaining on her seat.
Okay.
So a friend of mine came to me and talked to me and said, hey, you know, we need somebody that carries your views and small business, understands things, to maybe run for office. Well, to be honest with you, I laughed.
Yeah.
I'm like, I've never ran for office, but I've talked it over with my wife, prayed about it, and decided to give it a run. And the main reason I ran is simple. I truly, genuinely love people. I enjoy helping people,
mm-hmm.
And it's fulfilling.
That's awesome. I know I follow you on Facebook every now and then, and I know that you do a lot of things. You're a little bit more busier than I am, which is a good thing at times because you have to touch people in different ways so many times, I guess, in your journey that you're taking now. And speaking of touching people in so many different ways, I know that there has been a lot of rhetoric between yourself and a local group known as PFLAG here in Gaston County. If you can you elaborate a little bit about, first of all, what your issue is with them and how it come to you?
was an article printed in the online edition of the Gadsden Gazette several days ago. And basically what you have a business owner in Gadsden County. He owns a business called Johnny B's Pizza. And
I love that place. Flag.
Say that again.
I love that place, by the way.
Yes, it's really good. P-Flag went to the place. I think once a week or once a month, Johnny B's, they partner with schools and things of that nature and kind of help them raise money.
Right.
Well, P-Flag went to the business owner and asked them, could, would the business host a fundraising event for them? Well, the business owner said, I don't feel comfortable doing that. It's nothing against your organization, but I try to stay out of politics or divisive issues because I have customers on both sides of the issue. Well, from that point, P-Flag notified the Gazette, or at least some of their supporters did. And since then, it's been the systematic destruction of this business. This guy has been called a bigot.
Wow.
He's been called homophobic. I cannot tell you the just the comments that I got that are unbelievable in language and threats, really scary stuff coming from a group of individuals who promote and talk about tolerance. So what we have is a business owner who has never had any type of filing against his business for discriminatory practices. He's never hired anyone based off of their sexual orientation. He hasn't turned down service to anyone in the community for any reason, being maligned, bullied, intimidated, berated by an organization because he would not hold a fundraiser for them. And I have an issue with that on a lot of different levels.
Now, you say that they preach tolerance, which I think is interesting in itself. And, you know, and as I did speak with Robert Kellogg, he's affiliated with them. You know, I think a lot, and just let me say this first of all, here in Gadsden County, we've come a long way. We've come a long way here in Gadsden County. And there definitely is a sense of diversity in the air here in Gadsden County. And I think the average person don't really understand the term diversity. Me personally, I don't think I would want to be tolerated. I think I would want to be accepted. I don't want anybody to tolerate me. I want them to accept me for who I am. But, I mean, wordplay is wordplay. I just, the situation is very, it has turned very nasty. The individual that owns the business, I mean, it's like he's just sitting back and a lot of things is being berated upon him, which is not fair. It's not fair at all.
Well, again, to go to your point of tolerance and acceptance, if you'll go to P-Flag's website, that's what they're about. The problem that I have with P-Flag is when you go about preaching tolerance and acceptance, and then you malign and put down and try to shake down and hurt someone's business because they won't hold a fundraiser for you, how is that tolerance?
It's
how
not.
Is that acceptance?
It's not.
What I find is that P-Flag is tolerant of anyone who holds their view and intolerant of anyone who does not. And I think that's the issue. I just penned an article and sent it to the Gazette entitled P-Flag, Wolves in Sheep's Clothing. And I think it's indicative of a lot of special interest groups who talk about acceptance, who talk about tolerance, but then at the end of the day, it's not not really about that. It's really about excluding anyone that doesn't hold their view. I'll be the first to stand up against intolerance, whether it's about color, whether it's about sexual orientation, or any of those things. I am firmly against those, and I have a record of standing up against all forms of discrimination. Yeah. But what is sinister about PFLAG is they wrap themselves in this cloak of tolerance, but at the same time, they're out here berating people, excluding people, trying to hurt their business, all because they don't go along with them. To me, the definition of tolerance is, this is your view, this is mine, we're going to mutually respect each other, we're going to mutually not discriminate against each other, even though we disagree. Their definition of tolerance is, unless you believe like I believe, condone what I condone, then you're intolerant. That's where I have an issue.
Have you spoken to anyone at PFLAG? Have you guys tried to communicate with each other, or is that possible?
In the past, I've had several members of PFLAG reach out to me. I was invited to a meeting. I went, had a good time. I thought everyone at the meeting was nice. I didn't feel threatened or intimidated or anything. The problem is, if people like the owner of Johnny B's, if he'll just do whatever they want him to do, and if people like me will say, okay, forget what I believe, forget my faith, forget anything that I believe, I'm just going to agree with you, condone you, accept you, you're okay, you can change every definition of anything that I believe in, we're fine. Where we have the issue is when folks like me stand up and say, hold on a minute. This is hypocrisy. If you want to be gay in America, be gay.
Right.
You have a right to be that.
Right, right.
That's not my issue.
Okay.
It's when you force yourselves onto others and ask them to accept that is where I have a problem. I accept you as a human being. Absolutely. I will give you respect, honor, and love, just like I would anyone. But if you're asking me to change my religious beliefs, if you're asking me to change what I believe the Bible talks about, the definition of marriage, I'm not going to do that. And that's where the rub comes in. They're not looking just for acceptance. They're looking to destroy the definition of marriage between one man and one woman. They're looking to say that no matter your religious beliefs, you have to accept us. You cannot say that what we're doing is a sin. You cannot say what we're doing is wrong. If you do, you're a bigot. You're a homophobe.